Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. It completes our agenda. Referring back to our first public hearing this evening, or this afternoon, ordinance number 2207.
Anybody have any?
This was associated. I'm sorry, did I make a mistake?
No. Anybody have any comments on this?
Hebrew Chase.
I mean, it's not one of those things that we were to, I mean, it's whether we can have homes there or commercial there. And we can't say whether it's going to be year-round rentals or if they'll change their mind next week and sell it off or what, but that's
well,
not for us.
It's interesting because I'm thinking about the two issues that we had, the one from last time that we talked about on your old business. In some ways, I'm less concerned about making the change there than I am here, because this we've specifically thought about this, or at least I did at the
right
time.
No,
I remember thinking that, well, you know, that's going to be that would be commercial, or even some kind of light industrial use there because of the proximity to the industrial park, next to the ball field, next to the rails not far away. It just all seemed like more of a commercial area to me.
I agree, actually. I mean, and that's, when we were going through and we were saying, how would something be industrial?
You know, I get that it's probably a housing type that's needed, and I'm not saying I'm opposed to it. I'm just saying when it comes to the map, you know, but this is the application that's in front of us. The underlying zoning is a residential zone. Holly makes a good point that it's needed. The question is this the place for it? I don't know that it's a bad place. It's just
no. But I mean, the guy did make a good point about the traffic there. I mean, the reason somebody told me the other day that he was talking to DelDOT, and DelDOT said, well, you know, we prioritize roads based on accidents. Well, there's not a lot of accidents on Route 9 because you're going so slow because there's so many people on it.
There's some folks that have begged to differ with him on the eastern end of Route 9, or western end of Route 9.
Okay.
Sorry. But it's not cut and dry. So that's all I can say about it right now. Obviously, I would suggest we defer action and think about it a little bit.
I agree. Okay. With regards to ordinance 2207, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Move and second to defer action on ordinance 22-07. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the condition use number 2369, Leeward Chase, Delaware, LLC.
I just one editorial comment, setting aside the map conversation, because I think that's a good one that you all are having, is that if that wasn't in play, it just strikes me that, you know, we just went through the exercise of creating an affordable housing ordinance, and this is right outside of town with sewer. It's, well, you know, in an area that probably is better than most for that.
And I get
and
that.
It's only 2 units an acre, and it's not affordable.
Yeah. And I think that one of the things driving that whole discussion is,
because they were planning on doing rental, that's the thing.
How much weight do you give, you know, to the map in that kind of, in that situation? When is the appropriate time to change the map? And that may be the answer. That may be, well, this is, you know, agreed, maybe thought about it, maybe it seemed like the right thing to do, but there are other, you know, other considerations, specific considerations, which we didn't have before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, in saying that, I just want to be clear, that's not a reason to deny it, you know, because you can elect to do whatever, you know, we can't, you know, it's more wishful thinking that we'd get.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I'm sitting here, I was just, you know, listening to the presentation, and I'm thinking, you know, that's wonderful for 108, you know, families, but they probably could have put 308 families on the scene in the same area, because there's a lot of people that need these rental units.
Oh, as far as demand, I don't think there's any question that it won't come close to filling.
Well, I think they had to look out for the wetland issues that they had on site too. So they had to work around that.
Right.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
The wetland issues.
Yeah.
The gentleman that spoke about the traffic got up in support when Chairman.
Well, yeah.
So I'm not sure he was supporting, but the traffic wasn't bad enough to keep him from opening a business in that location.
Right.
So it's an ideal location and it's a need.
I agree.
All right then. Like I said, these are the considerations that we, you know, that we have to consider. And that's why changing the map should not be easy, but it should be doable.
Perfect.
And this, you know, and the points you're making could very well be the, you know, the justification for changing the map.
And to your point, I think that you made, Holly, about there's a need for all these families that are coming in for these games.
Yeah.
On, you know,
and that would keep them off the highways going into Rehoboth to get their motel there or.
If they do
weekly rentals, if they would consider doing like a weekly rental.
What's the downside?
Like a VRBO.
Well, if they did that, then that's.
Yeah, but we've got to look at its houses, whether they're owned.
Right, yeah, but there's certainly the need for.
Just kind of a side note, I guess.
Well, there was supposed to be at one point a hotel built on the front of that.
I really have not asked why that hasn't happened. I need to ask some of them.
Yeah, because there's a huge need.
Friends in the hotel business, why that's not a good idea, why nobody's done it yet.
I think that might be.
I think we have a comment.
If I may, speaking just from a little bit of personal experience, my mom manages some of the hotels down at the beach, and during the summer, a lot of the times the families do like to go out of their way to come to the beach when they're doing these tournaments. Just, you know, when they're not at the sporting events, they like to be more so in that hub area. And that's just been something common I've seen over the years with the summer tournaments.
Was the train track being converted to the bike path during the discussion of the comp plan?
So it was always being talked about from like past Allen Harem's to Lewis, but it's always been thought of as being active to Allen Harem, I think, basically, yeah. At least the Teldot Yard.
Yeah. So the train track played a part in that being zoned commercial.
Well, yeah, because the train provides.
Now it's going to be a bike path.
No, no. It's rails and trails here because.
Okay. There's still train service to the County Industrial Park that runs right behind there.
Yeah.
Millsburg stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, it's easy to see how things got to be the way they are.
It makes perfect sense, but I think this is a good opportunity to.
Well,
up with the housing.
I don't disagree with that.
I'm on the. Yeah, there's not a lot of places that are just that are so good for industrial or light industrial or commercial with a major road, a train track next to the airport where you won't have a complaint from somebody. You know, I mean, I understand this is what these people are coming to do and they want to buy the
I think
property.
If the need was there, somebody would have come with that property with that purpose.
Because one of the things some of you all remember, and I don't recall this specific property, but we were really having conversations with Mr. Wheatley and Mr. Ross, I remember in particular, about shovel-ready areas for industrial. You know, and the concern with that was is you didn't want to color somebody's property that they owned that maybe had no intention of ever doing industrial, color it purple on them on a map, you know, because that was kind of potentially draconian, I guess, is a fancy word. But so we kept you know, a lot of commercial space is commercial, so there'd be stuff shovel ready. You know, I mean, there was a real conversation about that. I'm not advocating one way or another. I agree with you that there was thought given to this one as opposed to some of the others. I'll just say that. That just ended up more randomly being colored.
Right. Right.
For what that's worth, which maybe not.
All right. Well.
Okay. Well. I'm sorry.
Seeing who's got that one. Me. You've got that one. All right. Well, we'll see what that motion looks like.
So, Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2369, Leeward Chase, Delaware LLC, I make a motion to defer.
Second that.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2369, Leeward Chase, DELLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was conditional use number 2370, William D. and Carol Emmert,
On this one, Ms. Wingate and Commissioners, I sent an email just now to Jamie and Ashley. Just, they referenced that it was a prior conditional use. I just would like to see that one, see whatever conditions were on that, so we just make sure we don't do something inconsistent.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we delete all those conditions completely, but whatever. We just, I don't want to get them hung up on something weird.
Okay.
Unintentionally.
All right.
The other thing that struck me is why this whole cul-de-sac's not rezoned to something if it's all businesses.
It's puzzling.
Anyway.
Anything else? All right. Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2370, William D. and Carol Emmert, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2370, William D. and Carol Emmert. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. We're next to public hearing, was change of zone number 1974, Gregory T. White and Patricia P. White.
Any comments? Mr. Chairman, I move we defer for further action for change of zone 1974, Gregory T. White and Patricia P. White.
I second.
Move seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1974, Gregory P. White and Patricia P. White. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. Our last public hearing was change of zone number 1975, Gregory T. White and Patricia P. White.
Mr. Chairman, I move we defer for further action, change of zone 1975, Gregory T. White and Patricia P. White.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1975, Gregory T. White and Patricia P. White. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carrie, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our presentation for the evening, but I just thought of something. Going back to Leeward Chase, was that the one where we don't have the plus comments yet?
So this is the first one, Mr. Chairman, under the new plus procedure, where the State Planning Office has asked that the conditional use application, we have plus comments, and we have the applicant's response to those. For the future land use map amendment, the agreement we have with the State Planning Office is that we will run it through our entire process, including commission and council, and dependent upon
And the reason we do that is because otherwise, the way PLUS is, off state planning coordination is doing this, if you think back to the one we had with Mr. Horsey, they didn't allow the landowner to present or participate in the PLUS process because they said it's our map, so it's our application for change. And so if we require PLUS at the beginning all this, Jamie doesn't have any information to advocate or even talk about why it's appropriate or even authority from the commission or council as to why this change is appropriate. So we got to go through that so that Jamie can say, well, the council or the county said it should be changed and here's why. And then PLUS can comment on that.
Okay. All right. So, well, I just thought it was just caught our ear that.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's a good catch. It would be, if they just simply let the landowner participate, we would have had it the normal way, you know, with it up front, but, which I think is, there's all sorts of things, due process and everything else that I'm going to get into, but because they do it this way, we got to do it the way we're doing it.
All right, well, Mr. Whitehouse, have any announcements or anything for us?
Two things, if I may, Mr. Chairman. So just a reminder, and Mrs. Poor sent out an email to you all early in the week, just reminding you about the upcoming training coming up on Thursday, February the 2nd at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. If you could make contact with Bobby Albright in the admin office and let her know if you're attending or if you're not able to attend. Also, there's a disclosure form we've circulated that we're asking you to sign and return back. Again, if you have any questions about that, if you can make contact, please. The 2nd of February is very, very close. And the contact information for that and details of that are in your email that has been circulated. And if anyone needs paper copies, I can get that to you also. And the second big update, which we staff are very excited.
Before we go into that excitement, just two things. One is, it's at Del Tech, not here, on the 2nd. And it's a joint meeting, because the reason we're doing that is joint with Board of Adjustment, planning and zoning and council.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else.
I think we're all planning to be there, but we'll certainly RSVP.
Yeah, but just I want to make sure you didn't come here. You went out to Delta. So, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Robertson, like, reined in my excitement here for the second the second big announcement. If I could please, Mr. Chairman, the document management system, which you've heard me speak to on multiple occasions, is ready to launch. And staff will be presenting this to County Council at its meeting of February 7th. And if council give the green light, and I hope they do, because we're very excited about it, then that will be online that day on February 7th, which means I'd like to carve out 15 minutes on commission's meeting of February 9th, just to train you all on it. It should be very quick training. It'll also be a useful test to see if your tablets are up to speed to process it quickly or not, or whether you need any upgrades on your tablets or new tablets.
My machine crashes all the time.
So does mine.
I mean, to the point that I don't even use it, because as soon as I try to download something, it'll download the first 9 or 10 pages, and then it'll crash.
It should avoid that, because this new program, it's not all one big long PDF.
I know.
Each thing's its own separate document. It's all indexed. You click on one thing.
Yeah, so it may not be the computer at all. It may just be the
file. It does help, Mr. Chairman, to see if there are any problems at the February 9th meeting, because the budget is coming up. And if need be, we can identify monies to upgrade devices also.
I'll be here.
Can I give you the hard copy of the disclosure form?
It's like Christmas.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta go in the settings and just look at available updates.
I have a blank one here if anybody needs it.
My daughter just took her iPads back to school with her. I'm like, what if we were using it?
That's all I have, thank you. That's it.
All right, anyone else have anything for good of the order?
Thank you.
All right, if not, we stand adjourned.